Welcome to the Restoration Church Life Podcast. We hope this resource helps keep you informed about the various happenings inside the life of our church and equips you to make disciples that delight in the supremacy of Jesus Christ. So I'm sitting here with the Malero family.
Yes.
Who's sitting in here?
Alejandro.
Rebecca.
Benjamin.
Yes, or Benjamin.
Marie
B. Very good. So how long, when did you guys leave Venezuela?
On May the 2nd.
May the 2nd?
Yes.
Where did you go first?
On Miami, where my brother, older brother lives. Then we traveled to, we drove to Atlanta. And we spent 2 weeks with Maribel's sister. And then we drove to D.C. on May 24th.
Okay.
Yeah, 24th.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's been a month here.
Okay, yeah, I guess. Yeah, just over a month.
Yeah.
Which is really interesting because your sister lives in the same place, same suburb where I grew up in Atlanta.
That's amazing. Small world.
Yes. So very good. So how was the drive from Atlanta to Washington, D.C.?
It was 12 hours.
12 hours?
12
yeah.
hours, yeah. It was a long trip, but a funny trip. We were enjoying the time and together, singing, listening to sermons, watching the landscapes. And it was a good trip.
So there is one member of your family who's not here with us today.
Yes, he's not. He's at home. He's Oreo.
Oreo, that's an interesting name.
Yes.
Oreo is a...
Schnauzer puppy.
What did I call him when I was texting with you? A schnitzel or something? You're like, no!
No, it's Shih Tzu.
You're like, no, it's not a Shih Tzu. We don't have one of those. Yes, very good. So you have Oreo, who's a beloved member of your family as well.
The most beloved, I think.
Yeah. How has he been doing adjusting to the city?
Do you want to answer that? He's been doing good. He adjusts the house, the city. Benjamin and Rebecca are walking him around the house twice a day. And I think he's enjoying the city more than we are.
So how has the transition been? I mean, it's been a whirlwind of activity for you guys over the past couple of months, but even before that. How has the transition been in coming to Washington, D.C.?
Puede traducir.
Sí, yo traduzco.
You can speak Spanish. Okay. Yeah.
Tú hablas, yo traduzco.
La pregunta
es que cómo ha sido adaptarse a la vida en DC, cómo fueron tus meses pasados y cómo ha sido la transición.
Okay. Bueno, muchas gracias por invitarnos aquí.
Thank you for inviting us here.
Oh yeah, I think God is at work.
La transición ha sido pacífica, tranquila. Dios nos ha fortalecido, ha abierto todos los caminos.
Yeah, it's been a peaceful and quiet transition, and God has opened all our ways.
Mientras estuvimos en Venezuela esperando el momento en que viniéramos hasta aquí.
And while we were waiting in Venezuela, the moment to arrive here.
Ajá, Dios fue muy fiel con nosotros a pesar de la situación allá y todo fue bien, todo salió bien. Estuvimos hasta el último momento haciendo lo que Dios quería allá en Venezuela.
God was so faithful and still is so faithful with us, and we were occupied doing what He wanted us to do. And as we get here, He is still helping us.
Mm-hmm. Y al llegar aquí,
when we get here,
hemos sentido el amor de los hermanos en la iglesia.
We have felt the love of the church serving and helping us.
Sí, el amor de Dios reflejado en cada uno de ellos al servir.
And the love of God reflected on any one of them, every one of them, helping us and serving us in loving ways.
Okay. nos sentimos en casa, en familia.
And we feel like home and in the same family.
Wow. Praise God. Yeah. How about for you, Alejandro? How's the transition been?
And the transition has been so far so good. In many ways, I know that the Lord is guiding us to do what actually we're doing, and it's been a long period of vacation for everybody of us. Our kids are not were on vacation since April, and now they are starting summer school, and I have been in vacation time for a long period of time, probably 40 days or so, and trying to be occupied on the kingdom and on reading and studying and involved in many activities, spending time with the family, with Benjamin and Rebecca and Marie. We went to the zoo.
Favorite animal at the zoo? Benjamin, your favorite animal at the zoo was?
The elephant.
The elephant.
Yeah.
Okay.
Asian.
Elephant. Oh, the Asian elephant. Rebecca, favorite animal?
Seals.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're kind of funny. My daughters love the stingrays. So, yeah. The zoo's fun. Good times. So,
I think the most likely part for Maribee was IKEA. She loves IKEA, and we went to IKEA, and she enjoyed it, and it was a nightmare for me to assemble everything she bought.
Rebecca, did you like IKEA?
Yes,
very good. Yes, so because when you came, I mean, you brought what, 6 or 7 suitcases?
Yeah.
And
just clothes and shoes.
Yeah.
The books are on the way.
Yeah, it's very important books.
Yeah. Twelve boxes.
That's right. And Benjamin, you are going into what grade?
What
grade of school are you going to be in?
Well, I will be in 9th grade.
9th grade, okay. Yeah.
And praise the Lord, we were praying for that. So he was going to 8th grade in Alice Deal Middle School, but by God's grace, he's going to 9th in Wilson High School.
Mm, good. Yeah, praise God for that. Because then that means that, Rebecca, what grade will you be in?
12th.
12th grade. Okay, I guess that means you'll be at the same school.
Exactly.
Which is an answer to prayer.
Yeah.
Also, going to school at the same school where our church gathers on Sundays.
Exactly.
Which is great. So I know that it hasn't all been easy, and there have been hard parts. What have been a few of the hard parts of transitioning from Venezuela to Washington, D.C.? What's been hard?
¿Quieren decir cuál ha sido la parte más difícil de
despedirnos de la familia?
Yeah, the farewell, to say bye to the church, to the family, to the our loves, our beloved ones.
So you were really loved at your church family?
Yes.
How many of them showed up at the airport to say goodbye?
Probably
the
whole church. No. Probably the half, yes. About 80 or 85 people appeared on the airport. They were singing songs and crying, saying us goodbye. And wasn't easy. That was a hard part of that. I think the hardest part of that, of the living. And we know that they are now good. We've been praying for them, and they're praying for us. The elders are taking care of the church, and the church is growing healthy and preaching the Bible as I was there. So we trust in God that He's taking care of His flock.
Have there been other parts of the transition that have been hard? Simple things like learning how to buy groceries. Has that been difficult?
Ha sido difícil para ti aprender a comprar.
Sí.
Yeah, it's been difficult for Maribee to buy groceries, where to buy them, and how to compare them with a lot of different options you have here. But Dinai, Catherine Packard, and who else helped us?
Bueno, bueno, mi hermana también.
Her sister.
Esposa, mm-hmm. Una recomendación.
Many recommendations to compare to, you know, how to deal with the... a funny thing is, Maribi told me that, pick the milk, and it went to the, so, a wall.
You're like, okay, I'll go milk. Get a carton of milk.
Thousand of options.
And you want 2% skim milk, whole milk, organic milk.
Purple tap, green tap, 2%, 3%, yeah, with the almond, with the, man. And I told her, no, you have to go there and pick by yourself. So, it's been... so good to be here and started to feel the DC like our home from now on and see what the Lord is going to do with us here.
All right, Benjamin and Rebecca, be honest with me. I'm sure that it's hard to go from your home where everything is the way that you know it, the only way you've known it, and a culture that you know, speaking the language that's more familiar to you. Have there been parts that have been hard for you that you would want our church to know? So one of the reasons I would ask this is so our church can pray for you in these ways as you too come to Washington, D.C. Have there been things that have been hard for you?
Well, it's hard to make friends of our ages,
mm-hmm.
and to preach them. Well, we think you guys can help us, praying for us to preach the gospel to our age guys.
Mm-hmm.
And the hard part is leaving our best friends, our life friends, there in Venezuela.
Yeah. Rebecca?
Well, I think, what Benjamin said.
Yeah.
Leaving our friends and making new friends here,
mm-hmm.
that would be a good thing to pray for. But also, I think it would be for... we're starting classes that are completely in English.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. I can barely speak one language, let alone take classes in another language that's not my first language. So. Did you have classes in English in Venezuela?
Yeah.
Not in English.
Not in English. I knew you had. Okay, but I know. Okay, so yeah. So this will be the first time you're completely immersed.
Yeah.
In English, yeah. So,
well, I am taking classes of ESL. That means that they speak Spanish too.
Yeah.
To my friends or the people.
So Restoration Church, all you Spanish speakers out there, as you listen to this, those that speak English and Spanish, one of the ways you can serve our brothers and sisters is by helping them in these ways. And I encourage you, Malero family, as you need help, let us know so that we can help you. I won't be much help. I can pray, and the Lord will understand that. But when it comes to speaking Spanish, I won't be a whole lot of help there.
The good part is that God also understands our praise and our thoughts, and even He understands Spanish. So
yes, He does.
And we praise Him in Spanish and in English and
all tongues.
Yeah. And someday, when we are in heaven, we're going to understand each other perfectly.
So what are some ways, some very specific ways that you've mentioned that you've been encouraged by Restoration Church, but what are some very specific ways that our church body has cared for you as you've come here to encourage them? You can speak loud.
Translation.
Yeah, it's all right, translate. Yeah, it's good.
Okay, ¿cómo cuáles han sido unas maneras de que la iglesia nos ha cuidado o nos ha ayudado mientras estamos aquí?
En la transición.
Okay, bueno, no están pendientes de nosotros, nos llaman.
Yeah, you've been calling us. Helping us.
Sí, cuando llegamos nos recibieron con comida, con muchas cosas necesarias para estar los primeros días.
When we just arrived and you served with food, with chairs, mattresses, whatever we were going to need in the first days.
Sí, me han llevado a hacer mercado, a comprar algunas cosas.
You have lent us your car, even the car. helped us to go to the grocery stores or the markets. Or
Giant.
Giant, yes.
Maribel likes Giant.
Yeah, is there Giant in Venezuela?
No. Not even close.
Y hasta cosas que ellos tenían en sus casas, desde que usaban, nos han regalado muebles.
Including their very own possessions they gave us to help us.
Sí. Nosotros apreciamos mucho.
And we appreciate a lot what you have done.
Y la oración, sé que están orando por nosotros.
And we know you were and are praying for us, mm-hmm. and please continue to do that.
Yeah. Alejandro, you've seen specifically the body care for you and your family?
Yes, mm-hmm. I saw David Hill and Hector Feliciano in the weeks before we arrived. They were searching for a good house for me and my mm-hmm. family. Also, many were praying. Joy and Nathan were taking care of the things we were going to need, and everything was set up beautifully in our house, and everything was set up. Everything before when we arrived. So when we arrived, everything was done, and the most important part for me is that Maribel was satisfied, mm-hmm. so that's enough for me. Mm-hmm. And our family is well served by you, and we praise the Lord for what you have done.
Yeah, praise God. So Restoration Church, I just want to encourage you. You all stepped up beautifully and have served and continue to serve. So thank you, and may it continue all the more. So any big pieces of culture shock? You were here 6 years ago for about 6 months.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But anything else that's been really interesting or challenging or in terms of adjusting to the culture?
Alguna decepción, alguna cosa interesante que vieron en esta vez que vinimos y no hace 6 años, mm-hmm. durante los 6 meses que estuvimos aquí.
2 años.
Hace
6 años. Sí, cuando vivimos aquí 6 años.
Ah, 6 meses.
Anything that's been.
One interesting thing, when we lived here in 2010, when I was doing the internship in CHBC, we want our kids to take some English classes to learn the English. A lady from CHBC helped us to find a school for them to study English. And he was doing a research where they can go to school to learn English. So she recommended us to go to a school with her. And the school we went with her was Centronia, in the very heart of Columbia Heights.
Yeah,
it's two houses from David's Hill. So my manager, David Hill.
Manager, yes.
Yeah, and we praise the Lord. When we came on December 2014, and we arrived to David Hill's house, so we saw that school. We've been here before, and we praise the Lord. So thank you for bringing us here again, and going to work here, and we see how the Lord was preparing our heart for this part of DC and the people who was living here, and is actually living here, and you know that's an interesting part.
Yeah,
I think.
Good.
Anything else you want to add?
No. Era diferente porque en ese momento vinimos con un propósito que era
at that moment was different because at that moment we came with a different purpose.
Right.
Pero ahora hay otro propósito.
But now there is a different purpose.
Otra parte donde vamos a estar.
And there is another place where we're going to stay and work.
Mm-hmm. God has been very kind in providing in many, many ways.
Yes,
it's been neat just to see. I mean, even simple things like your friend who's in Hopewell, Virginia,
mm-hmm.
going back to Spain mm-hmm. and says, hey, here's my car.
Yeah, he gave me his car.
Yeah, so, I mean, simple things like that have been just the hand of God. So.
Yeah, yeah. Also, the DMV nightmare. I've been there for 3 times.
Still have to go a couple more?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah.
One man told me, the only thing they know to say is, no, you can't.
Yeah,
no, you can't. Every time you go.
A lot of paperwork and
yes.
back and forth. So,
yeah.
Specific ways you want Restoration Church praying for you or anything you want us to know. So we'll be praying, and we have been praying along large lines of having friends for Rebecca and Benjamin. That's a big one, especially as you get into a new school. How large was your school in Venezuela?
¿Cuántos alumnos tenían su escuela en Venezuela?
Mine had 30.
No,
that's
total.
Your class.
No la clase, sino toda la escuela.
Ah, like 1,000.
No, 500. Maybe.
Okay, but I mean, so several hundred either way.
Yes, several hundred.
Yeah.
Yes.
Would the same be for you,
Rebecca?
Yes. Was the same school. Yeah.
Okay, same school.
Yeah.
So I mean, because Woodrow Wilson is about 2,500 students, so it's a large school.
En primaria 500.
Well, Wilson High. Has 2,500.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So we'll be praying that God would use you to advance the gospel, but also to make friends and have fun and enjoy life in Washington D.C.
Mm-hmm.
So we want you to enjoy it here as well. But other ways that we can pray for you, or you things you want us to know.
Quieren que la iglesia ore de alguna manera especial. Tiene alguna manera que quiera que la iglesia ore.
Bueno, sí, puede ser que podamos. Tener amistades con personas, sobre todo vecinos cercanos a la casa.
So we want you to pray for having friendships or neighbors who we can pray for them and
mm-hmm.
preach them the gospel.
Sí, también por la posibilidad de contactar con los padres de los estudiantes.
We want you to pray for the possibility for Maribel and I to be involved in the fathers and how do you say the organization of fathers of the students of the school?
PTA, Parent Teacher Association.
Exactly.
Is what we call it.
Yeah.
PTA, Parent Teacher Association.
Okay. If there is a possibility for Maribel and I to be involved in the PTA.
Yeah.
So. We can preach them and serve them in many ways.
Yeah, that's a very, very not only a good way to love your neighbor,
mm-hmm.
right, and just
mm-hmm.
the common good, but
yeah.
also to create redemptive friendships.
Exactly. For healthy friendships, for Benjamin and Rebecca, as you've been
mm-hmm.
praying, for fidelity in our marriage,
mm-hmm.
To reflect the glory of God and His bride,
yeah.
For provision from the Lord. For the situation in Venezuela,
mm-hmm.
political
mm-hmm.
and economics and morally
yeah.
and spiritual
mm-hmm.
crisis in Venezuela. We have a lot of family and friends that are suffering right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to help them in many ways. And let's see what the Lord is doing in the whole country. But for our family in the church we were serving, we want you to pray for the country and for the work that the Lord is doing in their hearts.
Yeah. And the name of your church in Venezuela is?
Iglesia Bíblica Metropolitana, which means kind of a Metro Bible Church.
Yeah, or IBM for short.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
IBM.
And there's a couple of pastors still lately in that effort there. And,
three pastors.
Know. Good.
And two more in training.
Praise God. Well, we love you guys. It has been a joy to watch you all just trust in God through this whole process. And so we praise God for that. And Restoration Church, thank you
mm-hmm.
For making this happen and giving sacrificially to be able to support the Melrose while they're here. And may the Lord give us the grace to continue to make disciples amongst English speakers and Spanish speakers
Amen.
That delight in the supremacy of Jesus Christ. So how do you say making disciples that delight in the supremacy of Jesus Christ in Spanish?
Hacer discípulos que se deleiten en la supremacía del Señor Jesucristo.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the Restoration Church Life Podcast. May God continue to give us the grace to make disciples that delight in the supremacy of Jesus Christ in Washington, D.C. and beyond.